Fox News, and the forecast coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System Studios, WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Breezy and partly cloudy. Winds could gust upwards of 15, 20, maybe even 25 miles per hour. I'm only making it up into the upper 50s.
54 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios this Monday morning at 5. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
The Nelson County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing man. 85-year-old Bobby Napier was last seen driving a 2001 white Nissan Altima with Virginia plates 86907HP.
What to do in the wake of the shooting deaths in Charlottesville, Chesapeake, Virginia, and Colorado dominated the weekend talkers.
We need to sit down in a bipartisan way and say, look, what can we do to protect the public? Nobody wants to take anybody's guns away. The Second Amendment is there to protect everybody.
That's House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Democrat from South Carolina, on Face the Nation.
I mean, we already have many gun laws on the books. If passing a bill would simply end gun violence, then I think you would have overwhelming support in Congress for that. That's like saying Congress could pass a bill to reduce inflation. That didn't reduce inflation. So, you know, passing bills doesn't solve the problem.
That's Congressman James Comer on Meet the Press.
It's looking like the holiday season at the shops at Stonefield. A tree lighting celebration was held over the weekend, and the Tinsel Trail is now open.
The Tinsel Trail raises money for the Junior League of Charlottesville, and you can stop by and check it out any evening and look for the Monticello Media tree.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 54 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station, giving away tickets all the next 2 weeks to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and hoping to raise money for the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and Toy Lift. Look for the list of ticket drop locations online at WCHV.com.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for our Monday and the start of our work week. We're starting off on a mild note, but temperatures really won't gain all that much traction as we head into the afternoon, only making it up into the upper 50s. We are going to turn breezy and partly cloudy. Winds could gust upwards of 15, 20, maybe even 25 miles per hour by the time it's all said and done.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.